Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I was in prayer and seeking God, I really felt the Lord wanted to set this time away, this time aside, not for teaching, but just to be able to minister to you. I just sense that so many are just needing God's strength and God's intervention in their circumstances. There's just a few words of scripture I want to share, but I'm asking the Holy Spirit to touch you in your deepest place of need, that you will have hope and faith and courage to be able to stand, and having done all, stand. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have, Lord, in the Spirit to come together in agreement. And Lord, I feel your heart of compassion for those that are struggling under such heavy burdens, those that are facing crises in their lives right now. And Father, we come to you knowing that you said, Paul said in Thessalonians, we were appointed unto affliction. But Lord, even though many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And so, Father, we look to you for deliverance. We look to you for healing. We look to you for restoration, for reconciliation. Father, that you will bind up the brokenhearted. That's what the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus as he stood in the synagogue that day and read from the prophet Isaiah. He's come to make us trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he could be glorified. He's come to minister to those who mourn in Zion, to give beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some of you have just been, for quite a long time, been walking in a spirit of heaviness. And it's not only because of the environment, the things we're facing around us, the society in which we live, but also just a personal assault. You have been attacked on every side, on every front. And so let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against demonic spirits that are oppressing and coming against your people to rob them of their faith, to make them doubt you, to question your goodness. Father, I rebuke lying spirits in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that where things look so dark, you're going to inspire hope. You're going to give faith. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. I said I wanted to read just a few verses of scripture, and the reason I'm sharing the passages that I'm going to share with you out of Psalm 77, it's a Psalm of Asaph, at one point in my life were very poignant in my life because I felt I was in such a low place spiritually and emotionally. And let me share what And he must have been in the same place, for it says in verse 1, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. We know that he will hear the call of his afflicted. His eyes are upon the righteous, his ears are open to their cry. But listen what he goes on to say, and see if you can relate to this. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. And some of you, perhaps you have prayed, you've read the Word of God, but you're almost beyond feeling. It's like it hasn't brought you strength, it hasn't comforted you. And you're you're at your wit's end, if you will. He goes on to say, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. That's an unusual thing to say. I remembered God and was troubled. Job said the very same thing. I remembered God. He was afraid. And there was a time I actually felt that way. I was going through so many troubles, so many battles, that I knew God was all-powerful. I knew He answered prayer. I knew that nothing happened that He did not allow, that no test came, that He had not passed His scrutiny, but I was afraid. I was afraid what other next thing He was going to allow. I was afraid of God. And this is what Asaph was saying. I remembered God and I was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. David said, when my spirit is overwhelmed, and some of you are feeling that way, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He goes on in verse 4, Thou holdest mine eyes waking, I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. What's he saying there? Well, he remembers the stories. He read the Torah. He knows what's recorded, how God did great and mighty miracles in behalf of his people. And yet, it seemed no matter what he did, God wasn't moving. God wasn't answering. He goes on in verse 6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Here he's talking about self-examination. And some of you have been in that place. You say, Lord, what is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there something I've missed? Lord, show me. I'm willing to turn. I'm willing to repent. And he asked the Lord, he said, will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy, in verse 8, clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And then it says, Selah, that means think about that. Is this, some of you may be feeling this way. You maybe not have verbalized it, but in your heart, you've been very heavy. And you're questioning, God, why aren't you moving? Why haven't you answered my prayer? Lord, I know how you've moved on behalf of others. I know what your word says. Lord, I've been standing on your word. Why aren't you moving? And then in verse 10, he says, I move because I remember this is where I had to come to. And this is, again, this is the King James Version, which is why I love the King James Version. Other translations translate this differently. I believe that the right hand of the Lord of the Most High has changed. But what it says in the King James, the authorized King James Version, he says, and I said, this is my infirmity. He had to come to terms with, this is where I'm at. God, you see where I'm at. I feel very low. I don't know what to do. This is where I'm at. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember, verse 11, the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. What is he saying here? He's saying that he will remember what God has done for his people. He will remember how God has moved in his life. And beloved, I don't care how low you feel right now. God wants you to remember the ways he has answered prayer and moved in your life in times past. Praise God. I just want to allow the Holy Spirit to minister you, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am he that reaches down and draws you out of many waters. Hear the word of the Lord, my beloved. I have not forsaken you, and I have not turned my back on you, but I love you with an everlasting love. And I am with you in your time of trouble, and you will see as you hold on to my hand, as you fear not, as you trust in me, you shall see I am thy deliverer, and I am he that shall move to bring my salvation into your life, the salvation of changed circumstances, the salvation of health, the salvation of the joy of your salvation. Oh, beloved, know that I have not turned my back on you. I have not forsaken you, but I am your God, which shall help you and strengthen you. I shall uphold you with my right hand, says the Lord. I shall draw you into that place where you shall know that you shall know, even though you have been tried to the uttermost, you shall not fail. You shall not be forsaken. You shall not be turned aside, and you shall not collapse under the attacks of the enemy, for you shall stand on my word, and you shall know I am he that has promised that I will be to you a battle axe in thine hand. The word of God is your sword of the Spirit. It is my promise to you that shall see the work of the enemy confounded. And beloved, your faith, yea, I strengthen your faith even now. It is as a shield that shall compass you about. My mercy is extended to you, says the Lord, and you shall have new hope, and you shall arise. You shall arise and no longer sit in darkness, but my light shall shine upon your path, and you shall rejoice, for the Lord has heard your cry and shall answer your prayer, says your God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you for the precious ministry of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now in the lives of your beloved. Lord, that they shall see that light at the end of the tunnel, and they shall know and come through victorious and be able to praise you. For you've given us, Lord, not the spirit of heaviness, but a garment of praise. And so, Lord, we end this broadcast with praise and thanks to your wonderful name, that you are our God who will not forsake us nor fail us, but you are with us, and we shall see your victory. We will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High, and we thank you that we shall not be overwhelmed, but we shall see it in this day and in this time and in this hour. Praise God. Beloved, I love you, and I thank God for you. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Know that I love you. I pray and fast regularly for my UCM partners. I pray every day for my radio family. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.